Let's talk about hibernation. What does it mean to hibernate? Do you feel like setting goals yet? Or do you want to hibernate? Do you want to wait until spring? Let's talk. Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas, and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have. In the animal kingdom, hibernation means to go to minimal activities and have your metabolism move into a depressed state where it slows down so you don't really need to eat to stay alive. Now, I'm not recommending that we do that sort of hibernation, but I am feeling the call towards rest because it's winter. It's dark out. Yes, the days are getting longer, but they're still pretty dark and the weather is cold and a little bit frightful. And to be honest, I gave a lot at the end of 2023 and in 2023 with writing the book and taking a part-time teaching job and learning how to have 3 kids in public school instead of just 2. I gave a lot. And Adam was gone. My husband traveled for at least 3 months of completely being gone in the last calendar year. Probably more than that if you add up all the little dates, but 3 months pretty consistent. So I am letting you know that the podcast is not going to go away, but it is going to go into hibernation mode. So you need to make sure that you like and subscribe this podcast wherever you listen to it so that you can get the Friday episodes when they appear. Because for January and February, they are going to appear randomly. They might not even appear on Fridays. They might come on different days of the week. But I'm going to let myself hibernate with podcast topics and resume weekly Friday episodes on March 1st. Okay, so I'm going to go into hibernation mode with writing and teaching and talking about the book and hearing about how you like the book, which is amazing. Please go check out You're the Right Mom Bite-Sized Pep Talks just for you, found on Amazon in print and Kindle. Between that and going back to work and the public school kids, I'm feeling the need to turn inwards, to read, to be quiet, to take some classes and not talk about them. Let myself be a beginner and be a learner and to just be with myself. So there will be new episodes. We will be talking about the 30-day challenge of laughter every day, which is going amazing, by the way. When you set an intention to do something more, I find over and over again that yes, like your brain is wanting to complete the task. So you're looking for ways to do it. And then you realize, oh, maybe I was doing this all along. Or, oh, it's not so hard as I thought. So this laughter every day for 30 days, I'm realizing that I actually do laugh quite a bit. Not as much as a 4-year-old who laughs about 300 times a day. Probably about an adult level of laughter, a high adult level of laughter. But I do laugh. And without doing this challenge, I would have said that I'm not like a funny person. I'm a playful person, but like not necessarily like laugh, laugh, laugh sort of person. If you're on my email list, I sent out 3 TED Talks this week talking about laughter and why it's important. We really do want to add a tone of levity in our house. Because we're parents, there is a power differential, just like there is at work, right? Like the boss shouldn't make fun of the people below them, right? You can punch up with your jokes, but you can't punch down. And in motherhood, that's hard because you don't want to make fun of your kids, but you do want to laugh and enjoy them and find humor in the everyday. And so I didn't think that I was laughing that much because I'm really sensitive about laughing with people and not at people. But I am finding that I make fun of myself a little bit, some depreciating humor, and it's funny. And I can point out humorous things. And then sometimes I can just start laughing to myself, remembering an old funny moment. And I've tried to bring up those old funny moments at dinner now that I've read the book Humor Seriously. It talks about how remembering shared moments of laughter really connects a group together. So their book, Humor Seriously, is all about laughter and humor at the workplace, which might not be a funny place, right? But I think parenting is often considered not exactly a funny place either, between diapers and throw up and tantrums and tears and hormones, yours, mine, theirs. That we don't want to do harm. So there might be funny things happening, but maybe parenting isn't funny. But motherhood doesn't have to be so serious. So noticing all the times I am laughing in the last 10 days, despite the fact that I can't hear very well out of my right ear still, is good. And I've started taking a class with my friend Sarah Moore, who wrote the book Peaceful Discipline. We talked about using stories to help us with parenting in the fall. I'll link that episode here. And I'm going to start teaching again soon for the winter semester. And I just know that I want to show you respect and honesty. So please like and subscribe so you can get updates as you go. I've already got some podcasts outlined, but I want to give myself some grace and wiggle room, some self-compassion and kindness, and to honor the fact that I feel like I need to be quiet a little bit. Every week there will be the Breathe With Me episode still. Those are such an anchor to my life, to my practice of being a human, of how to practice being a human, that I want to keep offering the Breathe With Me episode. So those will be there consistently. It's just the Friday episodes that are going to be loosey-goosey until March 1st. And then I will return full force, and I can't wait to talk to you then. Be well, friends. Hibernate. Oh, how to have fun with your family. Okay, family fun idea one is if you actually have snow, which we've only had tons of rain and not snow yet, go have a snowball fight for me or build a snowman, even if it's really teeny tiny. And second, if you haven't had snow, then get out socks and have a snowball fight inside the house. Make sure that you make a rule to not hit people's heads. But other than that, play it in a room without fragile things and have fun. Dodge, laugh, make a freeze dance. Maybe play keepy-uppy. Practice juggling. Have fun with snowballs, inside or out. And then, for your self-care, I want you to read a book just for fun. I know that there's all the new year, new me, and it's new year, same me, but I'm going to love me better. And that means, with this hibernation and letting myself rest, is that I've decided I really do enjoy reading fiction. So find a fun fiction book to read and enjoy it and savor it and then talk about it with someone online or in real life and convince them to read a book too. I love talking about books. I could have become a librarian, I think. Also, if you buy multiple copies of You're the Right Mom for Your Kids, Bite Size Pep Talks, just for you from Amazon, I will sign stickers and mail them to you. If you have a group of people that are reading it together, if you gift it to some friends, I'll hop onto Zoom with you or FaceTime. Just ask. I would love to tell you in real life through FaceTime or at a coffee shop that you are exactly the right mom for your kids. You always have been. Thank you for being here. Thank you for understanding the hibernation. And please like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Otherwise, come back on March 1st and you'll be surprised by what's there. You have always been exactly the right mom for your kids. I am so glad you are here on Earth, and I hope you give yourself a great big hug.